We'll say good evening. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Siman Pei Tes Sif Beis. Kevin Sheyegia Zman Tvila, Asher Li Adam Lahaktim LePesach Haber Litein Lo Shalom. As soon as the time of Tvila comes around, it is also for a person to proactively go out and greet his friend with Shalom Aleichem. Mishum Deshmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Because the name of the Ribono Shel Olam is Shalom. And therefore, again, as the Mishneh Berurah points out, it's inappropriate to go ahead and use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in greeting another person before one uses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of Tvila. But it is permitted to say to your friend, Tzrafar de Maritov, good morning. Now the Shulchan Aruch qualifies this ruling and says, when do we say that you can go ahead and greet your friend? Again, not with a Shalom Aleichem, but with a Tzafra Demaritova, good morning. That's only if, let's say, a person for whatever reason has to take care of something prior to davening and comes in contact with the friend. So you have to give a greeting. So the greeting you give is good morning. But to go out of your way to try to greet someone in the morning before davening, that's not appropriate. So too, one should not bow in deference, you know, as a greeting to his friend when you wake up and you greet him in the morning. The idea, again, behind that, the same idea that one should bow first in the context of Suri and Kadosh Baruch Hu before one bows to any individual. B'yesh Omrim, others explain, Dekriya Asura Afilu B'lo Mashkin L'Pescho. Others saying, so the interesting distinction over here is the following. What the Shulchan Aruch says is, if it's the morning before davening and I bump into someone, I'm permitted to greet them. Not with Shalom Aleichem, but with Tzafra Demaritov. But I can't bow to them. So the Shulchan Aruch says over here, well, the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch was that if you go out of your way to greet someone, you can't bow to them. The Yesh Umrim are saying here that even if you bump into someone, you should not go ahead and bow as a greeting to them, because all the first bowings ultimately, again, must be done in the context of Tefillah. So this is, even if you end up just bumping into someone on the road, one should still not bow as a greeting to another before they've actually davened. And the Mishneh Berurah points out this is in Sif Katan Yud Gimel V'chein Yesh Lahoros, and this indeed is the way to appropriately paskin. If one began to recite brachos, acharkach ein lachush kolkach. So interestingly enough, the Mishneh Berurah says, so the Shulchan Aruch says, excuse me, that if one went ahead and began to recite brachos already, then one need not be as concerned for these things. Now the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Dalet says, what does that mean? Ein lachush perush da'az mutar lichroa kishein mashkin lepischo, aval b'mashkin lepischo bein lichroa v'nasiyah shalom fi lehischa brachos aser. So the Mishneh Berurah says what this means is, if one already began to recite brachos, then one is permitted to go ahead and bow if one comes in contact with someone. So what the Shulchan Aruch is now saying is, it goes without saying that if you can't go out to proactively greet someone and bow as a sign of greeting, even if you bumped into them, you still shouldn't bow. But if you began to already recite brachos, you could bow as a greeting. And if one did not proactively get up to go and greet his friend, but he ran into him, he bumped into him on the road, mutar litin lo shalom. You are permitted to go ahead and give such a person a greeting. So this first opinion was saying is that the only problem with giving someone shalom aleichem is when you're proactively going out to greet them. But now the Mishneh Berurah says that even when you bump into your friend in a shuk in the marketplace, in reality, you should only say Tzafra Demaritov. You should only go ahead and just simply give him a good morning, not a Shalom Aleichem, kidei sheyitein lev shu osur lisake bedvar machirim klal ad sheyispalo. This is actually quite interesting. What this does is, this creates an awareness. By dafka not greeting someone with a Shalom Aleichem, that creates an awareness that I still have to daven, I still have spiritual responsibilities I have to take care of. And therefore, again, it's a reminder that one should not get involved in other things prior to davening. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, is that at the end of the day, one should not say Shalom Aleichem to someone at all prior to davening. That is true whether you bump into them, and all the more so if you go out of your way to greet them. If one greets someone prior to davening, so one should go ahead and just simply say, Tzafra Demaritova, good morning. a good morning, not Yushalom Aleichem. In terms of bowing, which is not as lemaisa today as we don't generally greet people like that, in terms of bowing, it appears that one, whether one ran into someone by accident or one went ahead and, you know, proactively went out to greet someone, one should not greet someone prior to davening with a bow, except if one already began to recite brachos, the Mishnah Berurah says one could be a little bit more mekel, one could be lenient in bow. Let's begin Sif Gimel. Asrul his asik b'trachav olelich l'derech at sheispalo tfilas shmona esrei. The ideal is that one should not go ahead and engage in his own needs, take care of any needs. And again, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Bitzrachov, this really refers, he says, Mishish la'avadim ivrim o misharsim shetrach sheishamuhu, yasirimi ba'erev b'kshevekumam mitasim yirchus u'idein barach. So okay, so here actually, we don't have to get into the Shulchan Aruch, talking about somebody who has Jewish servants, how to properly instruct them. So the idea over here is, that if you look at Sifkon Yud Zayin, his asik the kodim or aboker shari lasos malacha kasel yoda, but mikol makom in lasos shum inyon at shibarik seder habrachos upashat the kavanasa vechasishash tamach or aboker. So this is all talking about as of alos, as of dawn. So once dawn comes, because at that point in time, technically speaking, one could go ahead and daven. Therefore, one should not really be engaged in any other matters. If one does have to take care of something, so the Mishnah Berurah says that one should at least say brachas prior to doing that. So one should not get up and take care of their needs. One should not travel. One should not travel ad she yispalel until one davens shmona esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf writes, "Va'afilu im b'makom shiavo yihi ayochol gam kiem esmalim tzir b'zmano, afapikin aser dahalicha b'derech chavika osik b'tzrachov." So the idea over here is that let's say one has to travel, and even if the place that I'm traveling to has a minyan, still the Mishnah Berurah says one should not do that because the act of traveling, by definition, is engaging in one's needs, and the concept over here is that one should not engage in one needs prior to taking care of their obligation to tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah comments, this is at the end of Sif Chaf, Ach kol zeh shelo b'shas hadchak, aval b'shas hadchak she'in asher mamtenes lo, yocholin lich mikodim l'derech v'yispala b'derech. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, but this is all when there's not an extenuating circumstance. Let's say one has to travel and their only way of travel is leaving now. So under those circumstances, like literally he says the caravan's not waiting, then the halacha is you could travel and you could daven on the way. You could daven away. So, you know, in addition to Mishnah Berurah, he brings down this the same idea if one has to catch a bus, or one has to catch a plane, or one has to catch a train. The idea is that one could either daven on the way, or one could technically daven when they reach their point of destination as well. I'll say we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with the rest of Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.